This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 221 for Wednesday, January 13th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is higher Wednesday morning, although activity is choppy and volatile as the futures trade near levels not seen in nearly a decade. Canola is steady to up $4, March up $2.10 at $689 per ton. Canola was due for some consolidation from a chart standpoint amid ideas the market is looking overdone to the upside. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also put spillover pressure on the market, but canola does remain attractively priced relative to other oilseeds, even as prices near $700 per ton. Tightening canola stocks and the need to ration demand going forward remained a major supportive influence. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, but corn and wheat are both higher. Soybeans had extended yesterday's gains in overnight trade, but turned lower as the North American session progressed. The March contract down 6 cents at $14.11 per bushel. Yesterday, the USDA lowered its U.S. soybean ending stocks projection to only 140 million bushels. That was below average pre-report expectations and well off the 525 million bushels carried over the previous year. While the tight supply situation did remain supportive, profit-taking came forward to weigh on beans today. Solid export demand and weather concerns in South America could see values turn higher once the profit-taking subsides. The USDA reported private export sales this morning of over 400,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn, it's seeing follow-through buying after posting limit-up gains yesterday. The March contract up 11 cents at $5.28 per bushel. U.S. corn ending stocks and quarterly stocks were both well below expectations yesterday. That's keeping a bid in the market today as prices hit levels not seen since 2013. Wheat, it's underpinned by the gains in corn. The Chicago contract up a half cent at $6.65 per bushel in the March contract. Kansas City wheat up 5 cents in March at $6.27 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's up 4 cents in March at $6.25 per bushel. Russia is considering an increase in export tariffs, and that would open the door to more North American business, accounting for some of the strength in wheat today. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 13th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.